Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Well, we are all quite aware that the ag industry has had it pretty tough the last 3 or 4 years. Well, let's take a look at what we have experienced. Some of these numbers come from successful farming and top producer. Look back to 2013, just 6 years ago, when net farm income crested at $123 billion. Then crop and livestock prices collapsed. Net income dived down to $62 billion in 2016, cut in half. We've been trying to claw our way back up with some success from $26 billion in 16 to $77 billion in 17 to $84 billion in 18 to $90 billion in 19. We're still $32 billion below the $13 billion income number. Although we seem to be coming back some, we've had to make sacrifices just to stay afloat. Ag industry working capital has been eroding. Farm debt continues to rise. And we're not rushing to buy new tractors or combines either. I thought about trading for a new planter, but decided that the old one works just fine. And now we all know that times have been difficult, but there are some positive signs. The world is hungry for more meat. Yes, the press has given a lot of attention to the plant-based burger, but sales of red meat, beef, pork, and poultry are on a steady climb. And that is after several years of decline. U.S. exports of meat have grown an average of 4% per year during the past decade, and Department of Agriculture expects that trend to continue. Here in the United States, Scott Brown, University of Missouri, says the fairly strong domestic demand has helped maintain livestock prices that would have fallen a lot more given this kind of expansion. We're not going to back away from meat here at home, and meat exports are expected to climb 7.5 million tons by 2028. Countries leading the increase in meat consumption are China, number one, U.S., number two, India, three, Brazil, four, Mexico, five. With a resolution of the trade war in sight, in a hungry world, we may be looking at a brighter future. Last subject. To those who may not be aware, President Trump last week delivered a message to rural America through the National Association of Farm Broadcasters. As farm broadcasters, we are delighted and grateful to have that level of attention from the President of the United States. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.